Welcome to the 13th episode of The Void of Literature. Today we will be reviewing What You Are Looking For Is in the Library by Michiko Aoyama.
I'm Elijah and this is Nick.
Today we are drinking Baxter's Hot Cross Buns, which is a T2T. It's a black tea and it's pretty weak, but I like it because it's not too in your face.
Personally, I think the tea would be a bit better if we're stronger because I like my teas, as Nick said, more in my face. So I think it's pretty good with a slight cinnamon taste. Slight as in it's not that strong. But I think if it was stronger, then I'd like it more.
Here's the blurb from What You Are Looking For Is in the Library. What are you looking for? This is the famous question routinely asked by Tokyo's most enigmatic librarian, Sayuri Komachi. Like most librarians, Komachi has read every book lining her shelves, but she also has the unique ability to read the souls of her library guests. For anyone who walks through her door, Komachi can sense exactly what they're looking for in life and provide just the book recommendation they never knew they needed to help them find it. Each visitor comes to her library from a different juncture in their careers and dreams, from the restless sales attendant who feels stuck at her job to the struggling working mother who longs to be a magazine editor. The conversation that they have with Sayuri Komachi and the surprise book that she lends each of them will have life-altering consequences.
All right, let's get started with the 13th episode of The Void of Literature!
So, Elijah, what's so good about What You Were Looking For Is in the Library?
Firstly, the book demonstrates real-life scenarios. Unlike our previous book, Before the Coffee Gets Cold, it doesn't have any unrealistic aspects, so you can relate to the people better if you've actually experienced those things, as they're not too far-fetched and something that you'd probably never experience. So I think that it makes the book more immersive for the person, as they can experience what the person can experience without having to be 1,000 years in the future. And I think the fact that the book's realistic is a nice twist on books that have aspects of unrealistic things like time travel, teleportation, or super advanced things like that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the fact that it demonstrates real life scenarios means that the reader can more easily get into the story because it could actually be a scenario that they could be in, or maybe they are actually in it. So I think it helps them identify with the characters, as the characters themselves are realistic, and also helps them get into the book a bit better.
My second point is that each story has its own meaning or metaphor. So in each story, there's a different person, because in this book, it's split up into chapters, which each is their own story. Each of these stories have their own meaning behind them, or like sort of teaching behind them, and they teach you about how to do something, or like as in how to solve something, and it shows meaning behind the main character of the story's life, and it shows how they are solving their problems and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think the fact that it has like its own meaning behind it, but also its more literal meaning, is that like what you think is impossible may actually be possible, or maybe you just need to try to achieve it rather than just thinking, oh, this is impossible, so I can't do it. So I think this works really well as kind of a teaching tool. And yeah, that really helps with the storyline.
Going on from the previous point, I said that it teaches you the importance of certain things and it shows meaning. But from this, the book does this by giving the person, as the name suggests, a book. And I think it can really encourage people to read more books, as it shows how books can solve problems through various bizarre ways that aren't too, as I said earlier, crazy. and are still realistic. So I think the book is a really good encouragement as well for reading. But yeah.
Yeah, and also it demonstrates how books can change based on who's reading it. Like, everyone's going to take a different meaning away from every book, which is also maybe one of the reasons why people dislike and like books, because maybe the person who liked a book found the book really useful in, like, helping them out with a situation they're going through, and maybe the person who disliked it was just reading it and not really engaging with it at all. So I think also if you have that connection that it's, like, relevant to your life, it helps out with getting into the book and experiencing it fully.
Yeah, and the final point that I can't speak much about without giving a lot of spoilers is that, as I said earlier, there are four, or however many it was, mini stories, and at the end, or like in between them, they all link together, which I think is really nice in representing that it is one world, it's not some crazy multiverse thing or different scenarios. It is all linked together. It is realistic and can actually happen.
Yeah, and I think this also makes it like one book rather than five different books. Like, because it all ties together in the end, I think it works that it's all one book, particularly since there are some characters which have met each other but don't know the other's experiences in the library. So I think this works really well.
So Nick, tell us some bad things about this book.
Well, I think each story is quite similar, and it kind of, over the course of the book, since there's five different stories, it all blurs into one.
Well, guess what? I disagree! My first point for why I disagree with Nick is that each of the stories link, like, Nick is sort of right in that, but they aren't entirely the same. Each of the stories have their own different problem. Each person is, like, experiencing their own problem and are going to the library for their own different reasons, whether it's someone told them or they just stumbled upon it. But it's not all the same. They link, like, as I said earlier, all the stories link, except the people are mostly unaware of each other, I reckon. And it's not entirely, oh yeah, they all meet at each other and they all discuss their problems. It's kind of, oh yeah, he sees him or she sees her. And then they, like, talk about their experiences. It's not like that. It's still mostly their own separate stories. They're just all put into one book with small links in them. And everything is still very unsimilar, and the problems are also quite unsimilar to each other, as the people are all in different stages of their life experiencing different things. So this is why I think that the stories aren't all fused together and kind of one story that's just continuous and boring.
Well, for one, I think your argument lacks validity because you said unsimilarness when it's dissimilarness. So, you know, and I think since there are five stories in the book, it kind of blurs. Like last week we did Before the Coffee Gets Cold, which is quite similar to this. And there's only three stories per book, which makes it easier to digest and also makes it not too many stories, which means that, like, it means that you don't get bored of hearing the same thing over and over and over, which is why I also suggested that you don't read all of the Before the Coffee Gets Cold series in a row. And I think you said that they're not all the same thing, they're all different problems, but they're all the same basic story. Someone has an issue or is wanting to do something, they stumble across or they find the library, the librarian gives them a book that explains their woes to them in full detail and explains how they should stop it, and then they live happily ever after. It's all the same thing.
Well, for one, the problems are different. For two, how they stumble upon the library is different. But what do you think, listener? Who do you think is right? Do you think they are just all blur into one, as Nick said? Or do you think they're actually expressing their own different thing with a different meaning behind them?
Well, I'm going to rate this book at 8 out of 10 because I liked it, but I think it all kind of blurred into one and there was too many stories within the one book. It could have even been separated into two. So that's why I'm going to rate it 8 out of 10.
I personally think this is one of the best books I've read, so I'm going to rate it a 9 out of 10. As we were talking about earlier, I disagree with Nick, so that might also be why my point to the book is 9 out of 10, not 8 out of 10, as Nick said. But anyways, thanks for listening, and remember to fill that void!